Today we're going to dig inside the head of the narcissist just a little bit deeper, and we're going to answer three different questions regarding the way narcissists think and act. Questions from survivors that came through the Ask Me Anything poll. So, let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. Okay, let's hop right into this. Number one, do narcissists consciously know what they're doing, or is it a subconscious issue? Personally, I think there's a spectrum on that. I think there are some narcissists, those on the higher end of the toxicity spectrum, as it were, who are well aware of what they're doing and they're very calculating. I think we're looking at psychopaths and sociopaths when we're talking about somebody who is calculatingly, intentionally trying to hurt us. Now, there are some narcissists who are a little lower on the IQ scale, and they may be completely unaware of their behavior, or they're aware of it, but they can't identify it as narcissistic. They are so wrapped up in their sense of entitlement and superiority that they actually believe that the way that they are treating you is appropriate in some cases. So then, should you tell a narcissist that you think they're a narcissist? Take a look at this.
Obviously, you're going to want to. You're going to want to say, hey man, you're a narcissist. Hey lady, you're a narcissist. This is the issue. This is what you're dealing with. But should you do it? And what happens if you do? Let me ask you a question. If you confront this narcissist, what do you think is going to be the outcome? And what do you want to be the outcome? Ask yourself that question. What am I going to get out of this? What if I tell this person they're a narcissist? Is it going to benefit me in some way? The fact of the matter is, when we have these urges, it's normal. You hope that they will recognize themselves in the description. You send them articles. You let them know. You might even send them one of my videos. You hope that they're going to be remorseful. You hope that they're going to go, oh my gosh, that is exactly who I am, and I need to fix myself. But unfortunately, if that's the outcome that you want, you're going to be sadly disappointed. Why is that? Well, number one, the narcissist has the emotional capacity of about a 12-year-old, if they're lucky. Sometimes we're talking about toddler capacity. They can't cope with anything that makes them seem less than perfect. And while some types of personality problems might actually see the light at some point, for example, we have the alcoholic. An alcoholic, every so often, will see the light. And a lot of times, alcoholics behave like narcissists while they're in active addiction. But once they go through recovery, they're in recovery, they stop drinking, they go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've acted this way, I'm so sorry. I mean, it's one of the steps they go through when they go through recovery. Apologizing to people, making amends. But a narcissist can't do that. They can't look inside themselves and see the truth. It's not something they are capable of doing. And speaking of truth, narcissists don't like it very much, especially when it makes them look anything less than perfect, like I said. They hate to be confronted with the truth of who they really are. It almost physically hurts them. It's not surprising when you consider that their entire existence is made up of fabrications, of lies to suit their self-image. They don't value the truth, no matter how much they act like they do, no matter how much they may bitch and moan to the contrary. They don't have any desire to be set free by the truth, and they certainly will not pass up an opportunity to get angry at you. So what's going to happen if you tell the narcissist, hey man, you're a narcissist, hey lady, you're a narcissist? Number one, they're going to research narcissism. Number two, they're going to get super mad at you. And number three, they're going to start to use the information that they find against you. Every time you have a fight, they're going to be like, oh yeah, this must be because I'm a narcissist, right? Or even worse, they're going to flip it around on you and call you the narcissist. Is it worth it to tell a narcissist they're a narcissist? No, it's not. It's not. What if you're thinking, yeah, but my narcissist is different. I've seen them make changes in themselves before. This might actually work. Maybe. Maybe your narcissist is different than all the other narcissists, but everyone I know who has attempted, and I know a lot of people because of what I do who has attempted to try to confront a narcissist has found him or herself in the same boat. And unfortunately, they learned that one of the most effective ways to waste their breath and their energy and their intellectual stress is simply trying to explain to a narcissist who they really are. You can't reason with a narcissist. Confronting a narcissist with the truth turns out to be more harmful than helpful in this case. If you expect them to hear you out on a gracious level, forget about it. And even if you confront them about the actual abuse and you don't use the word narcissist, guess what's going to happen? They're not going to be sorry unless it suits them in the moment. They're only going to be sorry if they think they're going to get something out of it. And it will not be sincere. In fact, most likely, they're going to get angry at you for bringing up the past, even if you're still standing there with a bloody nose from when they punched you in the face, proverbially or otherwise. You will not get remorse from a narcissist. You will get offense. They will be offended. They will be affronted. It doesn't matter how gentle you are. It doesn't matter how diplomatic and carefully you say it. You cannot confront a narcissist and expect them to have any actual remorse, any actual move toward change. They will instead be offended that you challenge them or that you dared to call them out.
Number two, why do narcissists often resort to saying you're too sensitive or calling you crazy when you call them out on their mean and twisted behaviors? Well, narcissists quite simply don't like to take responsibility for their behavior, so they're going to do whatever they can to sort of twist their way out of it and not accept responsibility. Very often that means projecting the responsibility back onto you. It's one way they use gaslighting pretty effectively.
So they throw out the criticism, and then when you react to it, they go, I'm just kidding, I'm just joking, you're too sensitive, la la la. They know very well that you're hurt by this comment. They know for sure. But yet they continue to do this because it's just another way to control you. It further conditions you to accept their behavior. Not only is it infuriating, but it makes you doubt yourself, and it allows them to control you on a level that they shouldn't be allowed to control you on. You become mentally crippled by this. I mean, it's literally emotional abuse, but it's kind of like an emotional attack that almost feels physical. That's why it's so important for you to recognize it and be aware of these techniques, because I have found in my own life, in my own recovery, that understanding the techniques really makes them far less effective. Because if I know, okay, this person's just doing this to manipulate me and hurt me, then I can handle it and see it for what it is and not feel overwhelmed and ruined by it.
Number three, why is hygiene not important to some narcissists? Now, this is an interesting one because sometimes narcissists are hyper, super freaky clean, but there is a certain class of narcissist that finds him or herself not showering, not taking care of their body, and being offended if you're not totally into that stuff. It's pretty interesting. I did a video once called the skanky narcissist or the stanky narcissist or something.
So chances are this guy's a cerebral narcissist. Somatic narcissists are the ones who are very concerned about the way they look, smell, taste, all that stuff. That was mostly a joke about taste. A cerebral narcissist often doesn't shower because they're so focused on what's inside their head that they're not really as cognizant of the world around them as they need to be. Otherwise, if that's not the case, then you may be dealing with a depressed person. Genuinely, they often believe that they are just like way too important or too busy or too great to do mundane things like take showers. Or they don't want to put on clean clothes because who cares? They don't stink anyway, according to them. Or they take a walk every now and then, maybe. Or they don't want to wash their hair. They don't want to shave. They think that it wastes their time or their mental capacity. They would sometimes only clean themselves up if they are pushed into it, or if there's someone that they are interested in the way that person thinks coming around. They might not put away their clothes. They might leave dirty clothes all over the floor. They don't clean up after themselves. They might live in literal squalor if you allowed them to. Now, of course, there's also the other side of this coin. This is only one specific type of narcissist we're talking about here, the cerebral type who is so internally focused that they are not capable of being at all externally focused, especially when it comes to servants' things like taking showers and cleaning up after themselves and things like that. I don't know that this is just a narcissist thing. I think this is anybody who gets caught up in their own head too much. But I do see it with narcissists, and it's quite shocking to people sometimes when somebody has the audacity to act like they're better than someone and that person hasn't taken a shower in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, did any of those questions ring true for you today? And do you have any other questions for me? Go ahead, ask me anything. I'm excited to hear what you think. Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below. And let's talk about it. I'm going to offer a really quick shout out to my entire Spanily. You will notice a new thing I'm doing now where I'm showing you as many subscriber names as I can during this little section of the video. And they're right there. And I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me, for supporting this channel, for liking and sharing my content, and for just being here, commenting, being part of the Spanily. Thank you. And a quick shout out to my amazing channel members, those people who support me through the YouTube channel membership program. Their contributions allow me to continue to make videos for you and be here for you every single day and help me to continue to grow my message in so many ways. Thank you so much, Inner Circle. The amazing Inner Circle includes La Precious, Beautiful Purpose, Abraham, Chantel, Ashley, Carrie Ann, Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pierlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F., Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetto. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Again, thank you so much. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.